Do you consider yourself humble? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm not sure that humility is the word I would always use to describe myself. I can be a pretty proud person, but I'm working on it, and I've definitely had my fair share of humbling experiences that have taken me down a notch, which is really good, because as Christians, humility is something that we're called to, and that's why today's Devo is so important for you and I to hear today. It's called The Freedom of Humility by Emily Acker. One of the things that gives me the greatest anxiety in life is thinking about what others think of me. I worry about what the other shoppers think of me when I'm in the store, and I worry about what my family thinks of me when we get together. I started to wonder, is it pride that makes me worry about all this? Wanting to look good, wanting others to think of me well? In 1 Peter 5, we read about pride and anxiety. And the two seem to be linked here, just like they are in my own life. It says, "All of you, clothe yourselves in humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your worry on him, because he cares for you." We're called to be humble because God is not a fan of pride. Pride keeps us focused on ourselves instead of on God, and pride can easily turn into anxiety when we realize we fall short. But once we know Jesus, we're given a new identity in him, so we don't have to fear what others think of us. And as his Spirit transforms us, he helps us repent of pride and grow in humility. When we are humble, we're trusting God will lift us up and put us in a good position at the right time. And when Jesus returns, we'll share in his glory. While I concern myself with trying to make sure that I don't fail and trying to look good in front of others, God asks that I just be humble. He wants to carry my anxieties for me, and he is always looking out for me. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. It's easy to worry about how others see us and try to figure out how we can impress them, whether with our lifestyle, accomplishments, humor, appearance, etc. But when we put our trust in Jesus, we receive a new identity. We are forgiven children of God, and we don't need to try to impress him or anyone else. We know we're not perfect, that we desperately need Jesus every moment, and that's okay, because he loves us. How could this kind of humility be freeing? Jesus shows us what true humility looks like. Jesus is God the Son, yet he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, as we read in Philippians 2, 7-8. Jesus died for us and then he rose again so we could be saved from sin and death. How can looking at Jesus help us walk in humility? As you and I can read in Luke 14:11, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 10:4, Matthew 11:28-30, Philippians 2:5-13, and finally 1 Peter 5:5-7, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked app? Well, we do. To find it, just look up Unlocked Devo on any major Play Store. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about God's priorities with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Humor, appearance. See, I'm so funny. Okay.